last one.
Can you give us a short bio on each of you, please?
That's the last one.
Well, we were all born. Some at different times.
Maybe we can do it tomorrow at 1:30.
Somebody's angling. Just give a very brief background for yourself there.
Myself?
Sure.
Okay, born in Edmonton, Canada, 1968. I went to a couple years at university and felt after that that I needed a need to find a spiritual teacher. I was interested in Buddhism for many years. Trungpa was a big influence. Alan Watts was a big influence. Bought a ticket to go to Tibet. Actually, this is a nice story, real quickly. I mean, actually, I think almost everybody has heard it, because people who I know have heard this. But so I was in Bangkok, and I was on my way to India, and I thought I was going to spend just a few days in Thailand. And I was wearing white at the time. I was 22. I was in a restaurant, and a couple of Thai men really excited to see me and say, "Oh, are you Buddhist? You're Buddhist. You're Buddhist." I said, "Yeah, I'm a Buddhist. I'm on my way to Tibet." And they took my Lonely Planet guidebook, and they wrote down Ajahn Chah's monastery, Wat Pa Phong. And said, "You've got to go. You've got to go. Number one. Number one." And actually, I wasn't very interested in going. My impression of Theravada Buddhism wasn't very favorable at the time. But I went and met Ajahn Pasano. He was the abbot of Wat Nanachat. And in time, I met Ajahn Sumedho came through. He was visiting. And that was about a time I realized that I should ordain in this tradition. And I think now often about this just in the restaurant, how if you know Thai people, it's like they'd be so thrilled to know just their noble speech. Like, they praised Ajahn Chah to this stranger, and the result is I've been a monk for almost 20 years. I've been in the ropes for over 20 years, so I would love to communicate my appreciation, but I don't know their address.
Denver, what's the address?
I was born in Denver, Colorado in 1986. I started practicing meditation during my first year of university when I was 17. And after my second year of university, I was completely disillusioned with higher education. So I tried a couple of years as a householder and became pretty fed up with that as well. So then I tried a couple of years at a Zen monastery, Asahara, and also a few months at Green Gulch. And that was pretty good. But I started reading Ajahn Chah and Buddhist Monastic Code, fell in love with the Theravada, its directness of teachings. I really adored the Vinaya. Came up to this place to check it out about 2.5 years ago.
Born in North Carolina in 1955, worked as a registered nurse for almost 20 years. At the age of 40, decided to go ahead and take ordination. Been practicing as a layperson in this tradition probably for about 8 or 10 years. Took ordination at Abhayagiri when we opened in 1996. Took the Anagarika ordination then, and Bhikkhu ordination in 98. So I've been fully ordained for 14 years.
I was born in Seattle in 1987, just about out of college, about a year ago, up in Oregon. Yeah, I came across Buddhism about 2 years into college, kind of did a 180, and kind of, and then my approach to life, so just a huge change. So the next few years kind of began to get deeper into the study of Buddhism, Yeah, eventually just kind of led to moving to Biafir just as much.
Debbie?
I was born. in the late 80s, kind of that loose sense about what my next step was going to be, because career didn't ever seem to be happening. A friend of mine was leading a photography workshop in Nepal, so I lived out of my car for 6 months and saved money to go on that, and then decided since I was there I would travel until I ran out of money, because I probably would never get another opportunity like that. Got sick in Nepal, so instead of going on to India, I decided, some friends were in Thailand, I went to Thailand. Very good at my travels. Oh, I also went into Tibet, and I was extremely inspired by the devotional side of the Tibetans. I was on my way back through Thailand, on my way in, when England was going to be my buffer, kind of a re-entry back into the West. I had a friend in London. Decided to take a retreat just to learn something about Buddhism, so I didn't know anything about it. I just happened to catch a 10-day retreat down in this Thiruchirappalli Mohk. The first talk was a talk of Ajahn Buddhadasa's on tape, and that was it. Kind of like all of a sudden the puzzle pieces fit together, but I couldn't quite see the puzzle clearly. So a monk there gave me information about Amravati and Chittorasthi, where he spent the next year in England. About 10 months of that time between Chittorasthi and Amravati. Came back to California, got a phone call from Daniel Barnes asking if I wanted to be part of a group to start a monastery in California. And here I am.
Okay, thank you.
Hey. She's the mother of our monastery. It should be very clear that she was an important part in getting the whole thing going.
Yeah.